It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
The backbone of crime prevention and also traffic safety continues to be see it, hear it, report it, because we only have so many eyes in the police department. We rely on citizens to phone in reports, let us know where things are happening. We can't always magically appear right in the middle of a speeding car or a reckless vehicle incident, but we still want to try to get the information. We especially love those reports that share a license plate, because even if we can't find that car in the middle of some kind of reckless behavior, we'll still go ahead and contact the registered owner and let them know that they're on our radar. So that still is a piece of the deterrent prevention education component. Again, I'm always amazed that people may sometimes make some posting on that infamous Facebook, and then they think that somehow that's some type of official report. Just to reiterate to everybody who loves Facebook, the police departments in America, we don't monitor that. That's not a way to make a police report or think that the police are going to respond. So please, if you see some kind of errant behavior, then you need to call a law enforcement agency. So we're here 24/7. Give us a call. We log in, we respond, we follow up on every single call that comes into the police department. Last year, that was almost 17,000 total incidents that came into the police department. And we track all that. It's all in a big computer, so we know what the outcome was. Recently, a couple people brought to my attention that there had been some complaints about speeding on South 13th. Now, we've heard that before, and we've continued to take action and take enforcement in that area. Went back and looked at the level of enforcement, looked from July until April of the current year, and we had made 70 vehicle stops in that area, which resulted in 30 citations and 40 warnings being issued. Give us a call. It's amazing sometimes. Maybe there's an officer four blocks away at the time you called, and we can actually be at the right place at the right time. That does happen more often than people may think. We hope later in the year, once the pandemic kind of quiets down and we can get back to a normal operation, we would love to be able to go out and do some speed studies throughout the community and be able to track flows of traffic and speeding, times of days, those kinds of things. We can do that with some portable devices. Long term, we want to be able to get factual information to help us police smarter.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.